Good afternoon, friends. Good to have you joining with us today. What a beautiful day it is here in Lisburn. Gave rain all day in the weather forecast, but the weather has turned out to be absolutely wonderful. So we're rejoicing in this beautiful weather, and we hope you're enjoying it as well. Got a pair of old brogues with me here today. I got these a good number of years ago up in Bishop's there in Coleraine. Wee plug for Bishop's, great shoe shop. And they're nice shoes. I have a wee bit of a problem with my feet, so I need something slightly wider fitting, something nice and soft and flexible. And wore these shoes for a good number of years, and lo and behold, the leather soles wore through, and there was a huge big hole in one of the soles. In fact, there were two holes in the sole, and it had almost worn right through to my sock soles. And I thought, boy, those shoes are for the bin. Have to get rid of them. Thought about taking them to one of these fancy franchise places to get new rubber soles put on. And then a good friend in the church says, try Prestige Shoes in Lisburn, Shoe Menders in Lisburn, Smithfield Street in Lisburn, not far from the town square. And so I took up his advice, went into Smithfield Shoes, explained the situation with the shoes, didn't think they'd be able to do very much. And the man was a really good guy, really nice man to work with, really, really friendly. And he looked at the shoes and says, absolutely no problem. I'll put a pair of leather soles back in those for you, and you can come back in a couple of days. So I came home, told my wife I'd left the shoes in, and she said, well, it'll cost you an absolute fortune, leather soles. And so I went back a couple of days later, and look at the great job he did. Look at that. Unbelievable. Really, really pleased with the new leather soles. I tell you, they were right through to the sock sole. They're all beveled up at the edge here, and he did a tremendous job. Prestige Shoes in Lisburn, old fashioned shoe menders, absolutely brilliant. And whenever I went to pay him, I was surprised at how cheap it was. So I want to give a good shout out, Prestige Shoes in Lisburn. If you need shoes mended, if you live anywhere on the island of Ireland, whether you're from Cork or Coleraine, and you need a pair of shoes fixed, go to Prestige Shoes in Lisburn. Do a brilliant job, very friendly staff, don't take too long, and they're easy to pay as well. And I'm just delighted that I've got my old brogues fixed. Preaching tonight in the Gospel Mission, so I might try these out and see how they go. So there you have it. And their little slogan is, if they're worth wearing, they're worth repairing. So there it is, Prestige Shoes, Smithfield Street in Lisburn. Maybe spent a wee bit too long talking about the shoes, but I have to be honest, I was really, really excited. But it just reminded me of a little portion in the Bible that speaks about the shoes of the children of Israel. And in Deuteronomy chapter 29, Moses is soon to go home to heaven and to glory. And he reminds them, the children of Israel, that is, of the goodness of God to them. And the Lord speaks through Moses to the children of Israel, and he says to them, I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your shoes are not waxen old upon you, or your clothes, rather, are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot. Thy shoe is not waxen old upon your foot. And what Moses was reminding the children of Israel about with their wilderness journeys was God's faithfulness. God provided for all of their needs. He allowed manna to fall from heaven. He fed them with the quails. He opened the Red Sea. He parted the Jordan. He drove out their enemies before them. And even the things that they couldn't naturally have got in the wilderness, the Lord preserved what they did have. Even their very shoes didn't wax old. They didn't have to get new shoes or go to the shoe menders. And all of the 40 years, God sustained the children of Israel, and even the very shoes that they wore, God preserved them. And you know, this life that we're living in, this world that we're living in, is a lot like a wilderness. And every Christian, every child of God is on a wilderness journey. Like Abraham, this world is not our final home. We're looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And I'm looking forward to that day whenever I'll see the Saviour face to face, and I'll be able to testify throughout the journey of life in this earth that our God has provided for all of our needs. That little text that we thought about, their clothes, their shoes, not waxing old, it speaks about preservation. It speaks about the faithfulness of God. It speaks about his ability to keep us and to sustain us and to lead us and to guide us. Paul, writing to the church at Philippi, a young New Testament church living in a godless society, he said that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And I'm glad today that I serve a God who is faithful, one who's able to keep us, guide us, lead us through the wilderness journeys and provide for all of our needs and sustain us in a wonderful way. Sometimes we can be worried and afraid, what does the future hold? But our God is faithful. May God encourage you through those simple thoughts. Again, if you need your shoes mended, Prestige Shoes in Lisburn. And if you're in the Lisburn area and you drop those shoes off, pay us a visit on the way home again. The Gospel Mission continues on the old Burnhouse site there in Lisburn, the Moira Road, Lisburn, BT282SN. A lot of people excited about the mission, some people a little bit opposed to it as well, but we take the rough with the smooth and we're thankful for the gospel and we pray that God will bless his word as it goes forth. So friends, thank you for listening and hopefully see you again very soon. God bless you now. Bye bye.